जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गिरिवर धा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे जयो प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur. हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। Chapter number 19, entitled as The Island of Jambudvip. Text number 7. Na janmano nam mahato na saubhagam. Na janmano nam mahato na saubhagam. न वाक् न बुद्धि न कृतिस्तोष हेतु न वाक् न बुद्धि न कृतिस्तोष हेतु तेर्यद् विशिष्टान् अपि नो वनोकशास् तेर्यद् विशिष्टान् अपि नो वनोकशास् चकार साख्ये बत लक्ष्मण अग्रजा चकार साख्ये बत लक्ष्मण अग्रजा न जन्मनो नम महतो न सौभगम् न वाक् न बुद्धि न कृतिस्तोष हेतु तेर्यद् विशिष्टान् अपि नो वनोकशस् चकार सख्ये बत लक्ष्मण अग्रजा। न जन्मनूनं महतो न सौभगम् विशिष्टान् अपि नो वनोकश चकार सख्ये बत लक्ष्मण अग्रज। माताजी न जन्मनूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वाक् न बुद्धि न कृतिस्तोष हेतु तैर्यद् विशिष्टान् अपि नो वनोकश चकार सख्ये बत लक्ष्मण न जन्मनूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वाक् न बुद्धि न कृतिस्तोष हेतु तेयद्वृशिष्ठान्नपि नो वनोकश चकार साखे बत लक्ष्मण अग्रज. सो वाइल रीडिंग दिस टेक्स्ट एंड ट्रांसलेशन वी कैन मेडिटेट ऑन वन फैक्ट दैट वॉट एवर items have been mentioned in this verse, we can apply to ourselves. Starting from na janma noonam, so Prabhupada writes in word to word meanings, na, not. Janma means birth in a very polished aristocratic family. So we can apply to ourselves, even though if we are taken birth in an aristocratic family, we should think that we are not so elevated to glorify Lord or come in front of Lord and think that we are very great. So first qualification which is given, or a disqualification, na janma noonam. How can the birth be a qualification to worship Supreme Lord? Na janma noonam mahato na sobhagam. Mahat means the Supreme Personality of God. Generally in Sanskrit, whenever mahat comes, it comes as something very great, something very big. So here the greatness is highlighted towards the Supreme Lord. Mahato naso bhogam. So in front of the such a Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can a person having some good birth qualify himself thinking that I can do something for the Lord or I can worship the Supreme Lord? This is my qualification as birth. So first disqualification as highlighted by worshippers of Lord Ramchandra, Hanumanji is the leader of them. Na janma noonam mahato na saubhagam. Saubhagam means great fortune. So one cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord by having a good birth or on the basis of having a great material opulence with him. He cannot think. Sometimes when you go to other temples, everywhere in the temple some names are written. This person has sponsored this, this person has sponsored. On the fans also sometimes names are written. Here no fans. Side fans are there. So people identify with that. Rather than identifying with the Supreme Lord directly, that we are servant of this personality, Supreme Lord, rather than identifying directly, they identify with small, small belongings also, even though donated in the temple. So how can somebody think that I have given such a great fortune to the Lord, now I possess the Lord? This is not possible. So one cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence. Sometimes people are very great in speaking, and that's how they mesmerize and open up their own organizations. Many organizations are running just based on the speaker's vak shakti. No philosophy. Zero philosophy or very less philosophy, but the speaker has a vak shakti. That's why he is able to capture so many innocent people. Or in other words, Krishna's term, foolish people. Foolish people don't surrender to Krishna, so they surrender somewhere else. As per Gita, as per Bhagavad Gita, Namam Dushkitino Mura Prapadante Naradama. So those who are foolish, they don't surrender to Krishna. That means if somebody is surrendering somewhere else, that means he's a foolish. A is equal to B is equal to C. So, birth is not a qualification, personal beauty is not the qualification, one's eloquence or vak shakti is not a qualification, one's sharp intelligence, buddhi. Sometimes people are very intelligent, they can do very Herculean tasks, they can be scientists, they can make very big, big things. But how can they come in front of Lord and say, I possess this great intelligence, that's why I have a right? You can't possess any right in devotional circles just based on one's beauty, bodily effulgence, or one's intelligence, sharp intelligence. Navak na buddhir na akritis. Akritis tosha hetu. One superior race or nation. America says that I am very great. I am greater than every country. It was founded based on some, it was started with some slums and then became a huge country and very powerful economy. But just by having economic conditions, it doesn't mean that they can access the Supreme Lord's glory and they can glorify Him with heart. India, not so as comparatively. Now it's growing. If I say not so, then people will be offended nowadays. It's a growing country. But still, the culture is very strong. People have in their core of their hearts that feelings towards the Lord, which is most important. Even though they are living in some slums, like sometime as soon as you hear the name of Dharavi or some place, like Dharavi is famous in Bombay, other places also some Dharavi might be there in other cities. And so certain kind of places are existence in other countries also. But if I say some devotee is coming from Dharavi, then he becomes a very special person. Although staying in some slum area or some as a low class area, area is low class, but the devotee is very special. So that is a more important factor. And he will be treated equally in devotee circle. It will not be like differentiated. So sharp intelligence or one's superior race or nation. This is not the qualification. Who is speaking this verse? Hanumanji. Hanumanji is speaking. I don't have any qualification like good birth. Na janmanunam, mahato na saubhagam. I don't have any qualification of having a good vak shakti. Although he was Vidwan, and sometimes people sing in Hanuman Chalisa also that he is very glorious and he's a pandit. Jnana Guna Sagar, and people say he's a pandit among all the people. He's a great scholar. But in front of the Lord, he's expressing his humility that I don't have any vak shakti. And this is right also. Even though you possess a great vak shakti, but in front of Lord, we should come and become humble like... They don't have any superior race or birth. They're born in a monkey family. Monkeys are treated like people just throw something and they eat and they wander around in the forest. So Hanumanji is praying like that. But still, although he is counting his all disqualification, but the last line he says, how could it would have happened that the Supreme Lord, Ramachandra, has considered Hanumanji as his friend? The first line of the translation, one cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord. But Hanumanji got a friendship with Supreme Lord, although he is saying that I am having all these disqualifications. Kunti Maharani also says, Janmaishwarya Shvitashi Bhir Edhamana Madhapuman. Although these things are very much helpful, if a devotee doesn't have a proper shelter to stay, some financial stability, some emotional stability, and spiritual stability, all these things are not there, then it's difficult for some devotees to practice also their sadhana path. But if a person gets proud of these things, then it becomes impossible. Earlier it was difficult because of having obstacles like having not having proper financial support and all. But if a person has, there is a chance that he becomes mad after it, becomes proud of it. So it becomes difficult for him. That's why a caution is given by our acharyas and all the prayers. That although these things are very much can be used in devotion service, but a person has to be practicing Yukta Vairagya properly. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with the Lord Ramachandra. Prerequisite means, like if you want to install a software in laptop, there are some prerequisites required. It is not supporting Windows 10, it is not supporting this iOS. Some things to support is required. So, here it is said, None of these qualification is actually a prerequisite for friendship with the Supreme Lord. These things doesn't qualify as a prerequisite for having friendship with the Supreme Lord. These are not much needed. If a person doesn't possess, it's okay. He can still develop friendship with the Lord. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, although we cannot spread like, speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramchandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. So one time Lord Ramchandra was entering into Dandakaranya forest, and all the sages, they were waiting for so long that when this meeting will happen with Lord Ramchandra, that Lord Ramchandra will come and we'll meet. So one of the sages got so excited that from far away, when he saw Lord Ramchandra coming, he started jumping and walking around in the forest, and everybody was shocked. Every other sage was shocked because this sage was earlier not able to move his body. He was stable at one place because he was very old and he was not moving much. But as soon as he saw Lord Ramchandra coming, entering into Dandakaranya forest, he started jumping and telling everyone this good news that Lord Ramchandra is coming. Our wait is over now. Or so many tapasya phal is now. We will get some darshan of Lord Ramchandra in front of us. So he's going and telling. So everybody was amazed. What is happening to you? Why you are so excited? Our desire is getting fulfilled. Lord Ramchandra is going to enter this forest now. Stay with us. And that was the main purpose why Lord Ramchandra, one of the main purpose why Lord Ramchandra took exile. Nevertheless, Lord Ramchandra accepted us as friends. Purport. In a prayer to Krishna expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix a means not. Kinchana means something of this material world. Kinchana means something of this material world. Means those people who are attached to material objects and things, they are called kinchan, something of this world. They are attached to these things. A kinchana means the person who is not attached or not possessing any material assets mentally. One may be very proud of these prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education and so on. But although these are certainly good qualifications in material dealings, they are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee. एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं कि वो भक्त बन जाए, जिनके पास अच्छा जन्म है, जिनके पास अच्छा पैसा है, वो भक्त बनेंगे तो सेवा में काम आएगा, वो जन्म भी, उनका वाक शक्ति भी, उनका सब. सो वी एक्सपेक्ट दैट दे बिकम डिवोटीज इवन इफ दो पोजेसिंग ऑल दीज मटेरियल क्वालिटीज. एंड व्हेन ही एक्चुअली डज द क्वालिटीज आर प्रॉपरली यूटिलाइज्ड. सो युक्त वैराग्य प्रिंसिपल एक्सटेंड्स टू हिज बर्थ, is all the qualifications he possesses, all the skills he has, that can be utilized. Whenever we go to programs, we introduce Prabhuji is from BARC, he's a scientist. So people get, their attention span increases. Their attention span increases. As soon as you tell material qualifications of some devotee, if you just say he's coming from this area, he has not studied much, so people, they have little less extension. Attention plan. So just to increase their attention, sometimes material qualifications are used for serving Krishna. So qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by a high birth, wealth, education and personal beauty, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness. Nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. So I was thinking one time that yes, we always announce like this. This Prabhuji has come from IIT. This Prabhuji has studied there. Sometimes we say, but the speaker who is being glorified like that, he should have this thinking that, okay, I'm being glorified, it should be used in Krishna's service. But if he himself becomes proud of this, see, I'm coming from such a background, I can speak now anything, they are my shishya. So that is a wrong part for him. That becomes a disqualification for him then. That's what being cautioned here. Those who are puffed up by a high birth, wealth, education and personal beauty do not care for developing Krishna consciousness. So those persons who become puffed up, it becomes difficult for them to developing Krishna consciousness. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Person are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami also has said that the price of achieving God's favor simply is one's sincere eagerness to have it. Lalyam ekamulyam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat it is said, Kholavecha seva kaira dekha bhagya sima Brahma Shiva Kande Yara Dekhiya Mahima Dhane Chane Pandite Krishna Hi Pai Kevala Bhaktira Vash Chaitanya Gosai. Kevala Bhaktira Vash Chaitanya Gosai. So, a beautiful episode of Kholavech Sridhar. I remember when we went to Navdeep, we went to that place where he used to stay and shout at night. So in a commentary, in one of the commentary of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Atri Muni has said that those who do not study Vedas or those who disqualify studying Vedas, they enter into reading Dharma Shastras. And those who don't study or disqualify for studying Dharma Shastras, they read Puranas. And it's a sarcastic way. It's not like a proper degree as a deni rakha, but it's a sarcastic way of saying. If you are not qualified to study Vedas, read Dharma Shastras. If you are not qualified for reading Dharma Shastras, read Puranas. If you are not qualified to read even Puranas, become a Vaishnava. And if you are not able to do something in Vaishnava Dharma also, if you are not able to do some services, do Kirtan. So we have to take it up way. Kirtan, that's how the glories of Vaishnava is highlighted there. In a sarcastic way. Behold the great fortune of devotee Kholavecha. Here in Chaitanya Bhagavata it is stated. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers of learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by the pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Kholavecha Sridhar and whose only business was to sell pots made of the skin of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% of the for the worship of Mother Ganges. My God, if he is earning only 2 rupees, 1 rupee is spending on the worship of Mother Ganges. And with the other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so poor that he lived in a cottage that had a broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. And there is a famous, I think in the future it will... Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He was a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. Nowadays, people project themselves on social media as a very great person or a great devotee. Here, Sridhar Kholavecha, nobody was knowing where he is staying, what he is doing. He is just selling banana leaves and he is in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is a typical example of a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through material opulence. That shelter is attainable only by pure devotion service. Anya abhilashita shunyam ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्ण अनुशीलनम भक्तिरत्तम. वन शुड रेंडर ट्रांसेंडेंटल लविंग सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एट फेवरेबली एंड विदाउट डिजायर फॉर मेटल प्रॉफिट और गेन थ्रू फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज और फिलोसफिकल स्पेकुलेशन. दिस इज कॉल्ड प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. Prabhupada mentions about Sridhar Kolaveja. Mahaprabhu went and drank water from that pot. So many holes were there in that iron pot that whenever you fill water, not much water remains also. And that was Jutha also. We have to take Jutha of the Lord, but Lord is going there and taking Jutha of his devotee, Sridhar Kolaveja. And when Mahaprakash Leela was happening, he was asking, where is Sridhar? Where is Sridhar? He was shouting. And nobody was knowing, who is this Sridhar? All the devotees sometimes, they don't know this great devotee. Like so many devotees will be coming on this 10th of December. So many devotees we will not know. We don't know their glories. But if somebody tells that this person is this and he has done so much service for Prabhupada, then we come to know. So sometimes it happens that we don't know everyone's glories. But Mahaprabhu was knowing, Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, he knows everyone's glories. So he's recognizing Sridhar Kolaveja's pure devotion in his heart. And the verse says, Kolaveja sevaka dekhe bhagya seema. Just see the great fortune of Sridhar Kolaveja. Brahma Shiva kande yara dekhiya mahima. It is not possible even to attain such glory by Lord Brahma or Shiva. People become offended sometimes that how can Lord Shiva be compared like this to a devotee, simple devotee, who is Sridhar Kolaveja. But here, in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it is mentioned, Dhane jane pandita Krishna nahi paaye, keval bhakti ra vasha Chaitanya Gosai. Only by pure devotion, Chaitanya Gosai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Supreme Lord will be captured in the heart. So I will take some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying this same aspect of devotion, how Krishna is captured through devotion. When we were in VTA, Gaurang Prabhu used to repeat this verse many times. I think this verse was in the core of his heart. That's why he used to repeat this verse. Tam sukharadhyam rajavir ananya sharade nibhi kitagya konase veta duraradhyam asadhuvi. Here this verse comes. Third canto, where Varadevji is actually being served by all the sages. And this verse, Prabhuji used to highlight many times because of the aspect which is mentioned in this verse about being grateful. If a person is grateful in his heart, the natural symptom of this is that he will serve. As one time, just on a normal walk, Gaurang Prabhu was also saying that the grateful one stays and he serves. A simple statement he said. A person who is grateful, he will stay and serve. An ungrateful person will always have some doubts. Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? This will keep on going in his heart. So, but a person who is grateful, oh, I am receiving this, I am having this, I am having this, I am having association, I am having deities to reciprocate, so many things you can just count down. When we were just in previous days, Brijbihari Prabhu used to take over some seminars. So one time he took one seminar on gratefulness also. So he said, do a simple activity once in a week, not even daily. Once in a week you do a simple activity, take a paper and a pen and just write down the things which you are grateful for. So sometime, why this activity was required? Because many times the things which we are having, familiarity breeds contempt. It's having daily thing, it's not need, not much thinking comes on that. So when you sit down and write those things, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful to Hari Guru Prabhu daily providing prasad to us on time. So if you write these things in a normal way also, not having big thoughts, just normal things also, sometimes in subconsciously we are not thinking these things, that we are having these things, and so easily one can practice devotional service. So that's why this verse is saying, Tam sukharadhyam rijubhi. A person who is unpretentious, who is not having any duplicity in his heart, he can take proper shelter of the Supreme Lord and serve Him. A person who is carrying some duplicit nature or some way of like some crookedness, a little one also, so then he will be somewhere tested also for that, and he will be failing in that aspect. But if a person is continuously having a progressive gratefulness heart, then his devotional service will also increase. Kritagya kona sevate. Which grateful person will not serve the Lord? Duraradhyam asadubhi. And in this purport also, it was mentioned that how it is difficult, devotional service is difficult for being attained by great personalities also. So there is another verse which says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shriyam anucharitam tad arthinascha dvipad patin vibhudam chayat purna na bhajati nijabhritya vargatantra katham amum svisujet puman kritagya. So another verse which says about the people who are grateful in nature. Lakshmi Devi is being worshipped and adored by all the great personalities. Shriyam anucharitam tad arthinascha. Those who aspire a favor from Lakshmi Devi, they worship her with great opulence. Like in South India, Lakshmi Devi is worshipped like this. All the jewels are coming from this hand. She is giving benediction with this hand. No Narayan beside, just being worshipped like that. So people are worshipping Lakshmi Devi, and great personalities are also hankering favor for Lakshmi Devi. And here a very special word for written for human beings. Dvipad Patin. Dvipad Patin. The leaders of society or the kings also are looking for a favor. Rulers of the human beings. Dvipad Patin. Vibhudam Chacha Isvapurna. All the gods, devatas, they are also looking a favor from Lakshmi Devi. Na bhajate nija bhritya varga tantram katham amum srijet puman kritagya. But there are some people who do not care for goddess of fortune. Some people who are not caring for having a favor from directly goddess of fortune, nor from the kings or demigods. So such kind of a personality who is not hankering any favors like this, he will definitely go and worship to the Supreme Lord, because he is grateful for whatever he has received. He is not continuously going and asking, give me this, give me that, to the Lakshmi Devi. But other gods and everyone is going and asking. That's the difference between the Lord and Lord's devotees and other materialists. Sapatamule patitam tavarbhakam vilokyateva kripaya paripluta. Swapadamulam patitam tamarbhakam. A small boy falling at the feet of the Supreme Lord. This is Prahlad Maharaj, who fell down at the feet of Lord Narsingdev. So, same thing, when Lakshmi Devi saw Narsingdev, Lakshmi Devi said, he is not my husband. I am worshipping Lord Vishnu in my spiritual abode with such a beautiful sabhav and gambhir avastha. He is so atrocious and so angry. He is not my husband. She was there, but she didn't approach to pacify her own husband. All the gods were there. Brahmaji was there. Lakshmiji was there. But nobody was approaching Narsingdev to get pacified. Husband is there, but the wife is thinking, I can't go forward and pacify my husband. And then Prahlad Maharaj was said. So here again the example is coming of how, although Prahlad Maharaj was seeing first time the darshan of Narsingdev, and Lakshmidi sees Vishnu every day, But here the incarnation of Vishnu or Narasingha have personally come, but she is not able to approach. Then Prahlad Maharaj was sent. And then Sukadeva Goswami says, Swapad Moolam Patitam Tamarbhakam. He fell down at the feet of Narasingha. Vilokya Deva Kripaya Prapulita. Uthaye Tat Shirni Adharat Karambhujam. With his hands, Narasingha placed his hand on Prahlad Maharaj. Uthaya. Then he lifted Prahlad Maharaj. Just I can't imagine actually. In 1 second, he was so angry. And a pure devotee fell down at his lotus feet and he became pacified. So angry that nobody was able to pacify him. But just Prahlad Maharaj came and fell down at his feet requesting him something. And he got pacified. Such an angry form became pacified. Uthaya Tashini. And personally he is lifting. Narasingha Dev is personally lifting Prahlad Maharaj. By his hands. Karam Bhujam. So his hands are very having sharp nails. Just now the operation has happened of Hiranyakashipu. And hands are having sharp nails. And with these hands only he is touching the small boy. Small boy can also be afraid of those hands. No? He is just bifurcated Hiranyakashipu. And the same hand is approaching Prahlad Maharaj. He can also be afraid. But he is not afraid. Even Lakshmi Devi was afraid. That's why she didn't came forward. So he is being touched by Narasingha Dev. Kala hi vitrishtabdhiyam kritabdhayam. Kala ahi. He is death personified. For many of the demons, just few minutes before, he was a death personified for so many demons. He just killed randomly. Not thinking I have to kill this. Anybody came and just killed. And last the leader was killed, Hiranyakashipu. And Kala, he is death personified like a snake. Deadly snake who is going and just eating everything. Actually, if you keep on imagining these things, it's a very ferocious scene which was going on. Narasingha Dev killing everyone. And just now he is so angry that not getting pacified and a small boy was sent to pacify him. So the same hand, the same form which was a death personified for so many people, now the same form and same hand became a blessing to small boy and a blessing hand to all. Kalahi, Vitrisht. Everyone was afraid of this form. Dhyam Krita Abhayam. But this same form and hand became Dhyam Krita Abhayam. Abhayam. It gave Abhay to the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Satat Karasparshadhata Akhila Shubha. Sapadi Abhivyakta Paratma Darshana. As soon as this hand touched Prahlad Maharaj, Paratma Darshana, he got all the, just like same as Dhruv Maharaj. What is the first verse? Sanjinte Sanjeevete Akhila Shakti Dhara Swadhamna Ayanta Pravishyama Vavacham Imam Prasuptam Sanjeevete Akhila Shakti Dhara Swadhamna. He was although they have some, that's why they have practiced like 6 months he practiced devotional yoga mix. And then Prahlad Maharaj also practiced and preached also to young boys and everyone. They have devotion, lot of devotion in the heart. They can speak also towards the Lord that you are so great. And all the glories they can speak. But the very first verses of both the sections, like Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruv Maharaj, the very first verse is, this humility is being expressed. That I was not having, I just got. I was not having. Sanchintayet bhakti, abhi pura shakti mere mein vak shakti a gaya bolne ke liye. I can speak now about the Lord. Dhruv Maharaj says, now here Prahlad Maharaj says that paratma darshana, abhivyakta paratma darshana. Just before these prayers also, so many things Prahlad Maharaj has preached about. That my devotion is like naturally attracted to the Supreme Lord. What is that? Just like iron nails are just naturally attracted to a magnet. So such things he has already spoken. And he is realizing that also. But now with humility he is saying, before starting saying something about Narasingha Dev, in humility he is saying, that I got Paramatma Darshan now, Sakshat Darshan now, and just by your sparsh I'm getting some powers or some energy by which I can speak about you. Hrishyat Tanu Kila Hida Ashru Lochana. His eyes were filled with tears. Dead body of father is there, but his eyes were filled with tears about the Supreme Lord. Generally, opposite will happen. Somebody's father dies, so he will cry for his father, not the person who has killed his father. But he's happy and he's having tears in his eyes for the person who has killed his father, because he has got darshan of that Supreme Lord. In another verse, in Bhagavatam it is said, Tadashmasaram Hridayam Batedam Yadarthavani Shruti Chetasamapi Na Vikrite Yatha Yada Vikaro Netre Jalam Gata Ruheshu Harsha. A person who doesn't get tears while chanting the holy name of the Lord, speaking about ourselves, those who don't get tears while chanting the Supreme Lord's name and form, their hearts are made up of steel framed heart. Steel framed or steeled heart? So heart is not sealed, it is steel framed, because the emotions are not coming out. So frame is there, which is a very strong frame. Sometimes it takes a lifetime also to break one particle of that frame. So na vikrite yatha vikar netre jalam gatra ruheshu harsha. Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Ek Krishna naam kare sarva pap nash, premira karana bhakti kare na prakash. When you hear such verses, Ek Krishna, only one time Krishna's name is enough. We are chanting 16 rounds every day. Premira karana bhakti kare na prakash. The reason is also stated ahead, why we are not having such bhav in one holy name of the Lord. Ek Krishna naam kare sarva papa nash, premera karana bhakti karena prakash, premera udaya hoye premera vikar, shved kamp pulakari gadgad ashrudhar. Anayase bhavashaye krishnera sevan, ek Krishna naamera phal pai eta dhan. This is a benefit of chanting one Krishna's name with full intention and full, like Draupadi shouting out for Krishna. We don't have feeling, but we can think of developing. Hena Krishna nama yadi loye bahu bar. If one chants Krishna's name bahu bar, many times, tabu yadi prema nahe, still if prem doesn't come, nahe ashrudhar, if ashrus don't fall, what is the reason? Tabe jani aparad tahate prachur. Bhar bhar ke aparad bhara. Usko kaatte kaatte, usko khali karte karte time lagega. Tabe jani aparad tahate prachur. Krishna naam bij tahe na kare ankur. It doesn't come out only. Krishna bij. Because a lot of aparad is there in the heart. And we keep on adding also. Daily. Although there is a stock, but we keep updating the stock of aparadha. So we have to be cautious that kuch toh usme se stock kam ho. Chaitanya Nityananda nahi sab vichar. But sometimes devotees get feelings also. Like if you tell somebody to sit here and chant 16 rounds in front of the Lord, for a normal person coming outside for darshan, even to just stand for 5 minutes is difficult. But sometimes devotees sit there and chant 16 rounds watching the Lord. So some ansh is there of that devotion, or some prema ansh is there in the heart. That's why a person is able to sit. Otherwise, how can a person just sit 2 hours at one place and see some beautiful form? This is only happening because of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Because of their mercy, we are able to access Krishna's reciprocation. Chaitanya Nityananda nahi e sab vichar, naam laite prema dena vahe ashrudhar. We don't have to show our ashrudhar every day, but at least in our heart that emotions can flourish. स्वतंत्र ईश्वर प्रभु अत्यंत उदार, तारा ना भजीले कबू ना होए निस्तार. After knowing also that this mercy is being given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, if a person rejects, no, I am not interested, I don't have time, all these things he says, that means he is actually defying the beautiful mercy which is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to access that prema, and is considered into asurik vritti, that he is not able to access this. Svatantra Ishvara Prabhu Atyanta Udar. Because of the Svatantata nature of the Supreme Lord, His magnanimous nature is being highlighted. Otherwise very restricted, Sarva Dharman Paritajya. But now the Lord has taken this magnanimous form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is able to bestow that prema which was not accessible. Tarana Bhajile Kabhu Nahoe Nistar. Still if a person doesn't worship Him, उसका कभी भी बेड़ा पार नहीं हो सकता. और मूढ़ लोके सुने चैतन्य मंगल, चैतन्य महिमा याते जानी बा सकल. ऑल्दो इन अवर भक्ति शास्त्री एंड नॉर्मल स्टडिंग वी आर टोल्ड मेनी टाइम्स टू स्टडी भगवद गीता, भागवतम, देन चैतन्य चैतामृत. बट इफ अ पर्सन रीचेज एंड स्टडीज चैतन्य चैतामृत, this point is highlighted many times. Go and read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Go and read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Although not translated by Prabhupada, but a commentary is very much available of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So here, Vrindavan Das Thakur's book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, earlier named as Chaitanya Mangal, many times our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said, if you want to read this in detail, go there. If you want to read this detail, go there. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Adi Lila and Madhya Lila in a very much detail, and later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after taking sannyas has not been so much detailed in Chaitanya Bhagavat. That can be read in Chaitanya Charitamrit. But the philosophical aspect is covered in Chaitanya Charitamrit, and the detail of the Leelas are covered in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Ved Vyas, Chaitanya Lila Vyas Vrindavan Das. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says. Okay, we will take one more verse. Abhisandai yohimsam dambham matsaryam evava samarambhi bhinna drikbhavam mai kuryat sa tamasa. While describing the devotional service in different modes, here it is mentioned in these verses that if a person is very proud, then he is not able to access the mercy of the Lord and he can't have any relationship with the Lord, like Hanumanji is saying here. So a person who is proud, angry, violent, envious, these are all symptoms of a person who is a kind of a separatist mentality, and is thinking separate from the Lord. He is thinking devotees are different from me, I am very special. So such kind of a separatist mentality is not good. Just like in Daksha's case, a verse comes where all the qualifications of Daksha are mentioned. Vidya tapo vitta vapur vayakule. Vidya tapo vapur vayakule. If you see the life of Daksha, he was having all these things. Vidya, very nice, intelligent person. Tapa, vitta, opulence, Vayakule, coming in the lineage of Brahmaji. So all these things were there. Lord Shiva speaks this verse. Vidya tapo vitta vapur vayakule. Satam gune shadbhir asattam itare. If these six items are there with some satam, some devotee or some nice gentleman, he can use it at the very best. He can use it in service of Krishna very nicely. Vidya, tap, vapur, vayakule. But if it is there with some asatama, then he will use it in a very, like scientist way. Scientists are, nuclear scientists are also there and terrorist scientists are also there. Both are scientists. So, smritav hatayam bhritamana durdasha sthabdhana pashyanti hi dhamabhushyam. This verse says, all those are six qualities, education, austerity, wealth, beauty, youth and heritage are for the highly elevated people because they can use it very nicely. Yadi yada acharati shreshta. If shreshtas will follow, normal people will follow. If these qualities are there with the shreshtas, everyone will be benefited. One who is proud of possessing these, he becomes blind, just like Daksha. And thus he loses his good sense, offends a great devotee like Shiva, and cannot appreciate the glories of great personalities. Lord Shiva was such a great personality, sitting there, meditating on the Supreme Lord. And this person, because of having proud of these qualities, which could have been there with some elevated devotee, he offended Lord Shiva. And the consequences happened after time. So these were somehow... One famous verse which Prabhupada used to quote every time, Bhagavat, very related to this connection with this today's verse. Bhagavat bhakti heenasya jati shastram japastapa apranasya dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. If one is born in a high family like that of a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but is not a devotee of the Lord, Bhagavat bhakti heenasya, all his good qualification are null and void. Indeed, they are considered decorations of a dead body. Mandanam lokaranjanam. So thank you so much for patiently hearing. Please forgive if some mistakes were committed by me. Hare Krishna.